Strong winds knocked out power and caused damage across parts of Stark County Monday. More than 750 First Energy customers lost electricity in Hartville and Lake Township as wind gusts neared 50 miles per hour. Outages totaled fewer than 20 in Paris Township this morning. AEP reported 6 outages in Perry Township. Officials say a tree fell on a home in the 2000 block of 28th Street Northeast in Plain Township. No one was hurt. First Energy and AEP reported scattered outages in Columbiana, Portage, and Summit counties this morning. Canton police are investigating a hit-skip accident that left a pedestrian injured in the city's southwest side. The crash occurred around 9:35 Thursday night at Clarendon Avenue and 12th Street. Police say a vehicle heading south on Clarendon hit a 56-year-old man who was walking through the intersection, then fled the scene. The man was taken to Altman Hospital, where he was treated for minor injuries and released the following day. Police are asking anyone with information to contact their hit-skip investigator at 330-438-4487. A competency hearing for the man accused of shooting an Altman Hospital employee has been postponed. 36-year-old James Fair of Canton was scheduled to appear Monday in Stark County Common Pleas Court, but the hearing was continued until January 26th. Fair has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity and is charged with aggravated robbery and 2 counts of felonious assault in the June 27th shooting. Canton police say Fair became combative while under observation, struggled with an armed security guard, and fired a gun hitting the employee. Fair is in the county jail on a $1 million bond. A missing man was found dead after a single-vehicle crash in Tuscarawas County Monday morning. 20-year-old Zachary Williams, reported missing by Newcomerstown Police the previous day, was pronounced dead at the scene on State Route 36 near Port Washington. The Highway Patrol says his pickup went over the center line, left the road, and collided with trees. Alcohol is believed to be a factor, and Williams was not wearing a seatbelt. The crash is under investigation. A former treasurer of the Columbiana County Kennel Club is facing theft and records tampering charges for allegedly stealing more than $79,000. 72-year-old Betty Jo Patterson of Masury was charged December 17th by Brookfield Township Police after a 2-month investigation. Club members discovered discrepancies in October, noting the treasury report claimed $100,000, while bank statements showed only $9,000. Police say 91 checks made out to cash totaling more than $79,000 were linked to Patterson. She was removed from office and allegedly offered to repay the funds slowly or through her estate. No arraignment date has been set. Columbiana police say a woman was taken to the hospital Monday night after being struck by a private snowplow. The incident happened around 6 p.m. in a parking lot near State Routes 14 and 7. The woman's condition is not known. The incident is under investigation. A January 12th murder trial for 2 men in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court is facing legal challenges. 35-year-old Kenneth Carter and 39-year-old Terry Hopkins are accused in the January 24th killing of Rashawn Graham in Youngstown. Defense attorneys have filed motions to dismiss, claiming prosecutors violated speedy trial deadlines, including delays from a failed attempt to immunize Hopkins. Prosecutors say the delays were justified, citing agreed-upon trial dates and withdrawn motions. The judge will rule on the motions before the trial starts. Authorities are seeking help locating a man wanted by the DEA and U.S. Marshals for possession with intent to distribute controlled substances. 25-year-old Sincere Bishop is believed to frequent the Youngstown and Cleveland areas. He is described as a black male, 5'6", and weighing 156 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force at 1-866-4-WANTED or submit an anonymous tip online. Reward money is available. Youngstown police are investigating after a man was found with a gunshot wound inside a shed Friday morning. Officers responded to a property on Cabot Street around 12:30, where a man and woman told them the victim was inside the shed. The man suffered a gunshot wound to his side, but was alert at the scene. He gave multiple accounts of the incident, including claiming the shooting was an accident while handling a gun. The victim was transported to a hospital for treatment. Police continue to investigate. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after a high-speed police chase in Boardman Saturday night. Officers say a stolen SUV reached speeds of 96 miles per hour before stopping in a front yard on West Judson Avenue. 5 passengers fled, but the teen driver was caught. He faces multiple charges, including failure to comply, unauthorized use of a vehicle, and resisting arrest. Police also found a pellet gun under the driver's seat. Columbiana County has a new municipal court judge. Danielle Menning was sworn in Monday. Menning, formerly a county assistant prosecutor, promised to serve with integrity and humility. The ceremony included her family leading the pledge, readings from loved ones, and 7th District Court of Appeals Judge Caitlin Dickey administering the oath. Menning won the seat unopposed last month and will begin her duties Friday. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.